The top stories from ABC News. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will meet with US officials following the announcement of an asylum seeker resettlement agreement with the country. The deal, which was welcomed by the opposition, offers refugees on Manus Island and Nauru the chance to resettle in the United States. Wild storms have dumped hail, caused blackouts and damaged property in southeast Queensland. One Twitter user caught this vision at Brisbane Airport, where dangerous thunderstorms and a wind gust of 157 kilometres per hour were recorded. Events are being held in France to mark the first anniversary of the Paris terror attacks. French President François Hollande will unveil plaques remembering the 130 people killed at the six sites, starting with the Stade de France and ending at the Bataclan Concert Hall. The French Prime Minister says the state of emergency imposed after the attacks is likely to be extended as the country prepares for presidential elections. And thousands of people have taken to the streets in cities across the United States for a fourth consecutive day of anti-Trump protests. In New York, protesters marched towards Trump Tower. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton has pointed the finger at the FBI for her election loss. Those are the latest headlines from ABC News.